I hope it doesn't sound too silly.
Sorry. It's so weird. Sorry.
This is The Music Bit.
With Jack Miles.
Music Bits.
We'll be right back. Lovely bit of dreamy synth to start off the show. This is Hours and Games, and before that, Habitats and Peace of Mind, a song that's only been around for the last week or so. Really, really good though. There's a bit of Maccabees in there. I sense that they're starting just to get that ball rolling a bit quicker now. They've got a few dates in London planned, already getting some national radio plays as well. I sense there's a ball rolling there. I want to paint the scene of what's going on in my life at the moment. I'm currently sitting in my front room. My girlfriend's in the corner watching X Factor on mute. And it's just put me in the worst mood imaginable. Just the show makes me so angry. I think it's a mixture of the judges just being ridiculously annoying, and the crowd just seem to cheer at every single word mentioned. They just mention the word "the" and the crowd go mental.
Yay!
It's literally like that, though. If you watch the show, they just cheer at anything. I think maybe I'm just a bit jealous. Maybe we just need to X-factor up this podcast ever so slightly. I think we need that voiceover guy, don't you?
Hello, I'm the guy that does the voiceover for everything. On this week's show, we have our first session. Now, here's the music bit.
Oh, God, that hurts my throat. Don't I do that?
I think we just about jazzed up the programme enough. This song will give you goosebumps. It's by Kate Ferris. It's called Hurricane.
Stories write themselves regardless. Crumpled pages in the corner. And space and time work side by side. Some chapters long, some others shorter. It didn't matter that the string broke or the clouds stole your goodbyes. There are no instructions on how to make kites strong enough to fly. We stumble and sometimes trip over crumpled pages on the floor, but no regrets when there is wonder, just a little smile when it's no more. Didn't matter that the string broke or the clouds stole your goodbyes. There are no instructions on how to make kites strong enough to fly. In your hurricane skies, in possibility. Finds a way to glide beside you. Untethered and free. In your skies. In your skies.
Sometimes you just need something like this, just to shut your eyes and chill out to and just forget everything and just realise that it's just the simplicity of music and can just give you goosebumps and make something so special. This is a lady from Brighton. I've only just discovered her. She's called Kate Ferris and this track is called Hurricane. Check her out. She's just released an EP which she crowdsourced to get funding for it, but she's really good. She's got some really kooky songs, including a cover version of Doll on a Music Box. You know the song from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? She's done her own version of it, and it is really, really good. Check her out. Kate Ferris, that track was called Hurricane. And if you're in and around the Bristol area, next week she's playing quite a few dates in the area, so check her out if you can. I'm feeling quite cool at the moment. I went to a gig last night, but it wasn't any old gig. It was a secret show. And by secret, I had to find a special location, kind of do like a special little knock in the corner, like, hey, can I come to the secret gig, please? And I felt very covert doing it. I've never felt quite so trendy. It was all held in someone's front room. And it was just beautiful. It had this wonderful hammocky kind of stuff put up on the ceiling. That doesn't really sound that good, does it? But it had like a... You know when you're at kids and you went to reception class and they brought that big parachute in and you could kind of flap about with it and one of you would run underneath the parachute. They basically had one of them, but up in the ceiling. So it looked all kind of hippie and cool and spiritual, but that was nice. And it had some beautiful music there from Hattie Briggs, also a guy called Sam Brooks, who you should definitely check out if you've got a spare moment. And then afterwards, possibly just to top off this amazing night, they served cheese. It was like the perfect night. All gigs should be like this. Forget the sticky floors, having to queue for the toilets in the bar. Just all sit down on a nice cushion on the floor and serve cheese at the end. It'd be much better. This is Coronation Ball and I Feel Fine.
I'm an innocent man. Well, I do what I can. How far could I go? I don't know. Yet forever today is mine, 'cause I'm sure that I feel fine. I know what I am here for, what I want and I need. I'm sure that I feel fine. I know what I am here for, what I want and I need.
complain that I've been out of my head, revolting in bed. You said now there's not a lot left to do. I've not got a lot of love left to lose. I'm insane. I've been chasing my brain. I'm going down all the way. And forever today is mine, 'cause I'm sure that I feel fine.
Coronation Ball and I Feel Fine on the Music Bit. I love the vocals on this. It's the work of a man called Dominic Scott. And I was reading about them on a few blogs, and I think the quote of the week has to come from Breaking More Waves. It's a fabulous blog anyway, but they said his vocals are the musical equivalent of a fine claret. And I don't think there's much more that you can say about them other than that. Another interesting thing is apparently these guys come from Tunbridge Wells in Kent. And the most popular music venue in Tunbridge Wells is an old toilet. It's called the Forum and was converted from a toilet in like the 1990s. I don't know what it's actually like on the inside. If anyone's been there, could you just explain to me what it sounds like? Because it actually sounds quite a bit messy to me. I don't know if I like the idea of that. This is something which I've been planning for quite a while on the show, but to be quite frank with you, I've been a bit lazy and I just haven't really got round to it. But I wanted to try and invite a few bands in to do a few sessions for us. You know, it's a generic thing to do, isn't it? But I've always fancied doing it. And finally, this week, I have managed to get round to actually getting somebody to come in and play a little bit of music for us live on the show. So, it's a musician. He's from Cheltenham in Gloucestershire. Recently released a new album. Not been quite an easy road for him to release that album. We'll find out a bit about that a bit later on in the podcast. But I want to introduce you to a man called Dan Hartland. He makes amazing bluesy Americana kind of acoustic music. It's a right old mixture, and he's played a couple of tracks for us.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
Not too bad, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm good.
Good. Yeah. I kind of feel like I'm going to use and abuse you today because I want to do a quick chat with you. I'm going to get you to play a few records and stuff like that. And we're on quite a tight time schedule as well, all in the matter of 10 minutes.
It's like being on the Crystal Maze.
Exactly. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Now, Dan, I'm quite interested in hearing from you because you've recently released a new album.
That's right, yeah.
You play in local venues close to me as well. Talking about being an up-and-coming musician and things like that, what's life like?
Life's interesting, I think would be the best way to say it. I mean, we're sort of bombarded from all sides by all kinds of entertainment, and music's just one kind of that, and live music is a really even smaller subset of that. Usually it's a sort of fight for audiences, but at the same time, there's a lot of other people doing it.
Mm.
And very often they're supportive of you and very warm, and we all sort of help each other out, and it's really nice to have that little community. So, I think that there's an element of living on your wits, but there's also an element of being within a group of people who are all doing the same sort of thing.
Let's talk about your music then and the album that you've just produced as well. So when you listen through to it, you get that American bluesy feel to a lot of the tracks as well. So is that the main influences for you?
I think that it's a really prominent influence on this particular record.
Yeah.
We've got steel guitars and banjos and stuff and all, which just scream sort of Appalachia. So there is definitely that on this record. Maybe another record that I make won't have that quite so prominent. But yeah, on this one, I wanted to kind of fuse, because I just write songs really.
Mm.
And then when you add the band, then you have to kind of choose which way you're going to go. But I definitely do have that real interest in Americana music, but because I'm not from America.
Have you visited?
I've been quite a lot and do really, really love it. And to the south as well, which is where country music's from.
Mm.
So, but I'm not American, so you kind of have to do something a little bit different with it, because there's no point taking Coles to Newcastle, you know? You kind of got to twist it and be true to yourself as well.
One thing which I want to ask you about is the new album and the recording of it. not such a straight road, was it? It was quite bumpy.
It was quite bumpy, although it gives great stories for VH1 Behind the Music when inevitably they call. Yeah, so we started recording there, and there's a chap up in Birmingham that I know really well. He's a friend first and then a producer. But I knew that this record, because there was going to be so many instruments on it, would need a lot of work and mixing. So I wanted that relationship. But he, unfortunately, sort of as we were recording the album, he felt a little bit ill and he kind of forgot stuff. So he turned up to work one day and just forgot who he'd been talking to on the phone and looked through his missed calls, and he didn't know any of those people, what they wanted. And he didn't forget long-term stuff like his name and who I was, but that kind of operational memory had kind of dried up. So that took him out of commission for a while because the doctors wanted to try and figure out what it was, and it sort of shook him a bit. And obviously I was happy to do that because he's my mate. And then when we sort of said, you know, let's get back to it, it was probably sort of 4 or 5 months. We had loads of great ideas because we'd let it settle and percolate. And sometimes you want to just finish the damn thing and get it out.
Yeah.
But we had this idea, these ideas that we'd generated from just resting for a while on it. And hopefully it's a better record as a result.
You're going to have to tell that story every time you do an interview now, from now on in the future. That's going to come out all the time.
And he's going to love it.
Yeah, his medical history.
Yeah, exactly.
Broadcast everywhere. Let's have a quick track from you then, okay, if we can. If we can have a few tracks from your album. You are our first session artist. This is Dan Hartland in session. And what are you going to do for us?
So this is going to be a song called Absence of All Else, which is on the new album. I recorded it originally on my first EP, but I wasn't that sure about it. So I did it again, and it's kind of better, I think. You made my heart beat once more, but someone put a thorn at its core. And each time we take a step, oh, it makes me feel that same old pain again. So when I say don't move too close, I ain't using tons of phrase or metaphors. When you press that chest to mine, oh baby, those ain't tears of joy, you see me cry. Yes, and all this time I've been nursing this here wound like a child of mine. Yes, it sees, oh, it sees me through in the absence of all else it has to do. Tell the truth, I pity you. You're trying to win a heart whose days are through. Used to be an Arctic cold. Pain is the only heat I need to know. Yes, and all this time I've been nursing this here wound like a child of mine. As it sees me through in the absence of all else it has to do, and nothing's gonna change there, least of all you.
Wow. Thank you very much for that, Dan. I just love your voice combined with those little bluesy licks that you put into that as well.
Thanks very much.
It's stunning. It's amazing. Thanks. One thing I want to ask you about as well is this Folk in a Box that you did recently. Just explain the concept of this.
So this is something that a lady called Emily Barker came up with a chap called Dumb Coyote, who are great musicians as well. And it's a box. It's what it says on the tin, or indeed on the box. And it's a big white... Well, it's a small white box, which looks a bit like a confessional on the outside. It's got a lot of woodwork on it. And inside, there's two chairs. There's one for a musician, and then there's one for the audience, who is one person. It's completely dark in there. There's no windows. There's nothing. So what happens is the musician sits in the chair, and people come in. And they put it in public places. They put it in shopping malls, in railway stations. And people just walk in, have a listen to one song. They get one personal performance. It's really interesting, actually, because because it's dark and you can't see anything, all of the focus is on the music. So when you're on stage, I try and sort of walk around and get what you were talking about earlier, get people's attention by physicality. There's none of that. But nor do they have to look at you or smile or do any of that stuff. It's all on the music. And it's quite an interesting experience, actually.
I bet it is, because you get that true connection with the music. Dan, we're a little bit tight for time, so I tell you what, let's have one more from you if we can.
Okay.
But what I'm going to do during this track is I'm going to shut my eyes and just try and try and finish that. I'm only joking. What are you going to do for us next?
So I'm going to do the title track from the album, which is called Young Man's Game. I've been playing this hand for some time. Played it once and then again. I've been lining up my jacks and queens, playing at this young man's game. Seems I've been about every bet just once. No fortune and no fame. Considered folding too, but don't know how to quit playing this young man's game. Seen some better than me just burn out. Seen some worse move up the chain. Mostly seen folks stick to what they know, playing at this young man's game. Don't get me wrong now, I still get turned out, dressed to the nines to entertain. But the crowd is thin and not is, we keep on playing this young man's game. Get me wrong now, I still get turned out, dressed to the nines to entertain. But the crowd is thin and not is, I keep on playing this young man's game. But down a nason and a second two, thinks that's the move I was born to make. And then from somewhere they draw two pair. You can't win this young man's game.
New music.
The Music Bit.
New music podcast.
The first session then for the Music Bit, that is Dan Hartland playing a couple of tracks from his latest album. I'm really interested to hear how the producer on that album just woke up one day and just completely forgot everything. It's an amazing little story. Check him out. Check out some of his other tracks. You can find all of that up on his website. Onwards with the show then. This is Paul Cook and the Chronicles, a song called A Real Thunderbolt.
Someone to talk to late at night. Someone who fits you right. Someone to listen to good albums with. Someone to pass the hours with. Someone who has good taste in cinema. A passenger for your car. Someone who makes your heart go boom, boom, boom. Someone you see across a crowded room. Someone who makes your heart jolt. Not so okay, girl. A real thunderbolt. A real thunderbolt. Someone you won't have to sell for. Someone you want to battle for. Someone who claims you with a smile. Someone who makes it all worthwhile. Hey, la la la. Hey, la la la. Someone who makes your heart go boom boom.
Someone you see across a crowded room. Someone who makes your heart jolt. Not some okay girl. A real thunderbolt. I'm asking for, if I want for this, I won't need any more. Is it too much I'm asking for, if I want for this, I won't need any more. Hey, la 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 la. Hey, la 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 la. Someone who makes your heart go boom boom. Someone you see across a crowded room. Someone who makes your heart jolt. Not some okay girl. A real thunderbolt. Someone who makes your heart jolt, not some okay girl, a real thunderbolt.
There's something about this song which I think just makes it quite special. It's kind of the lyrics to it makes it more sort of poetry rather than just a song in its own form. It's really, really stunning. It's Paul Cook and the Chronicles. The song's called A Real Thunderbolt. And I just kind of get the feeling behind it. It's just lovely, really. Okay, time to reveal the best song from last week's podcast. This is something which we do every single week. After the show, I put like a little playlist up on the website, and you can vote for whatever song has taken your breath away in this week's show. Thank you to everybody that's voted. You can vote on themusicbit.co.uk. Just scroll to the page for this week's show and then scroll to the bottom of it and you'll find where you can vote. And I'm not surprised by who's won it this week. It's a really stunning, folky kind of song. And a guy that's recently been announced that he's going to be touring, supporting Nick Mulvey. This is a guy called Eves, and this track is called As Old As The Grave.
Old misery is churning the ground up. As old as the grave is old. There's a grave and food misery is churning the ground up. As old as a grave is old as a grave. Father, you're drunk. Easy now, only the bottle sees your best and worst. Mother, an ocean is raining down. Still your garden dies from thirst. And you lay yourself down, a bullet to the brain. Devil's moon, I find comfort in the dirt. I don't get dead. No, I check in the dreaming whilst I work. And you lay yourself down, a bullet to the brain. Ain't all the world's words can tell you that you're sane. And you lay yourself down, a bullet to the brain. And all the world's words can tell you that you're sane.
old as a grave, as old as a grave. Fallen misery is churning the ground up. So old as a grave, as old as a grave.
Eves and As Old as the Grave, the best song as voted by you guys from last week's podcast. I love that. It's just different, isn't it? When you listen to that, it makes you instantly just want to turn it up and hear it a bit louder and just enjoy that song. He's recently, as I said before, been announced that he's going to be supporting Nick Mulvey, so you'll be able to check him out at a few local venues if you do go see Nick Mulvey on tour. If you've heard anything on this week's show that's taken your breath away, please vote for it on my website, themusicbit.co.uk, and I will replay it in next week's show. So do that. That's all I ask of you for this show. Do that, please. That'll really cheer me up. Thank you. Only got one more song left for me to play for you, but it's an absolute corker. Before I play it, if you're listening to this on the tiny little laptop speakers, so if I sound, you know, really tinny and really rubbishy and really sound like it's not really good sound quality, can you please just put the headphones on and then you'll be able to get it in full crystal clear volume? This is a band called Silas. This track is called Hollow and it is gorgeous. It's just a bit reminiscent of James Blake.
These vultures will wait on me. Flesh falls to sympathy. Once I give in to this apathy, the vultures will wait on me. Wait on me, wait on me. Thank you.
There we go, done and dusted. That is Silas and Hollow on the Music Bit, and what a way to finish off the show. When you listen to that, you can almost feel like it is a record produced by James Blake. There's so much depth to it, and all the different sounds that come into the atmosphere which it produces is just amazing. It's so good and so unique just to find something a little bit different to finish off this week's podcast. Thank you very much for downloading episode 23 now. I mean, that's like, what? Is that half a year nearly? It's crazy. That time just flies by, doesn't it? Just whizzes past. But anyway, thank you very much for downloading this week's podcast. And please do vote for your favourite song at themusicbit.co.uk, and I will play it again in next week's show. And I'll see you again next week. Bye!
The Music Bits.